You're listening to the 236th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're going to study today a pasuk in Yeshaya, a beautiful pasuk. Yeshaya Perek Chavvav, pasuk Gimel. It says like this, Yetzer Samuch Titzor Shalom. Shalom. Says the word Shalom twice. Yetzer means our emotions, the movement. Yetzer means to fashion. Yotzer means to fashion. There's a certain movement inside of us. There's a thought movement. There's feelings that we have. Yetzer samuch. When our yetzer, when our emotions depend, when we feel like we have on whom to rely, it creates inside of us peace. Peace, kivacha batuach, because we trust in you. Beautiful pasuk. Rashi says, "Yezer shaya samuch al Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nishan alav b'chozka." A person's yetzer, when a person has the word yetzer is often used is often translated as inclination. When a person is inclined, the person is pushed by their feelings. The person is pushed by their inner nature. When that push goes in the direction of samuch al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of depending on Hashem, and it depends on Him, leans on Hashem strongly, and nothing can sway Him. No fear, no pain. When a person is in that space, it makes it inside of him, his inner world is peaceful. This person trusted in Hashem, and therefore, it's appropriate that Hashem should protect this person. If a person has the type of faith in Hashem, which produces this peace, so then that faith is worthy of Hashem protecting that person. That's Rashi. Brings here from Rabbeinu Yeshaya Mitrani. Yetzer Yisrael shu samach becha. The yetzer, the inclination of the people of Israel, which is that it depends on you, Hashem. Titzar oise b'shalom. Shalom. Says the word shalom twice. It will fashion him, will fashion the people of Israel with peace. Peace. Kolemer b'roiv shalom. Why does it say the word shalom twice? It's saying there's going to be a tremendous amount of peace. Who doesn't want peace in their life? That's what we're all looking for. We just want some peace. How do we get that peace? Trusting in Hashem. And it's appropriate that you, Hashem, should pour out upon the people of Israel your peace, because we trust in you. The Ratmari cross says, this is more general, Yetzer samach shu shomer v'nishan b'chazka shelachilev umanuse b'shvil shum emav yisurin. When a person, it sounds a little similar to the wording of Rashi, when a person is inclined to depend, to lean strongly on Hashem, doesn't give up anything, doesn't give up, it's written here umanuse, but I think it's emunasai. He doesn't give up his faith in Hashem because of any situations where he's fearful, or he's in pain, Tehei Titzor Shalom Shalom. The result is that was fashioned out of that kind of belief, or that kind of feeling inside of a person, because really, our world is composed of the results of our feelings, if you think about it. What's produced was fashioned as peace. He says that the Jewish people, what are we looking for? We would like some peace from the nations of the world, from the Malchus. What are Malchus? Nations that dominate. For a long time, it was the world of Edom, it was the British. The sun didn't set on the British Empire. For the last 100 years or so, it's been the Americans. There's a domination, cultural domination, but also a literal domination. We can't make any moves without the President of the United States giving it okay. But we'd like to be free of that. We'd like to have peace from that. We'd like it to be that we do what we believe is God's will. We do what Hashem wants. How do we get there? How do we get to the place in the space where we can do what we believe to be right? We can do what we believe to be spiritually correct. We can do what Hashem's will is. It's when we are in a space of trust in Hashem. Hashem doesn't hold back. If we trust in Him, Hashem does not hold back the thing that we need, which is peace. Why is this? Because we trust in Hashem. We trust in Hashem that He's going to redeem us, which means to say He's going to take us out from the domination of the nations of the world, which today, of course, means that the Jewish people will no longer feel like they have to stay in America or Europe, that that's where their parnas is, that's where their families are. They'll have a sense that they can trust in Hashem and they can return to the Holy Land, to Eretz Yisrael. But besides to that, we here in Eretz Yisrael feel beholden to, we feel dependent on Jews in Golos, perhaps their parnasa, perhaps their tzedakah, perhaps the public opinion, the world opinion. It's not going to be that way. Hashem will take us out of that Golos as well. He brings here from the Barbanel. The Navi is saying that when the Jewish people come to Jerusalem, they will daven to Hashem, they will pray to God for two things. He doesn't bring here the first thing, for whatever reason. The second item, which is in our pasuk, is that there will be peace between us. Right? We need to have Bein Adam L'Chaver within the Jewish people. We need to have peace amongst ourselves. We Shara Umais, but also from the nations around us, from the nations that we interact with, the Arab world, the Western world. V'zeu Shalom Shalom Kibucha Batuach. That's what it means when it says in the verse Shalom Shalom. It says it twice. Why? Because there's an inner peace where we're not fighting amongst ourselves within the Jewish people, and then there's an outer peace where we're at peace with the nations of the world. Therefore, the fathers will say to their kids, well, this is the next pasuk, which we will be learning about for the next few weeks. Pasuk says in the next pasuk, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Because with the name Ka, Hashem fashion the worlds. The Navi, Isaiah the prophet, Yeshaya, was saying that it's going to be the way that you prayed. It's going to be the way that you asked of Hashem. This is what he means. He says, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Don't trust in the walls of Jerusalem, or, you know, the walls of Jerusalem were built to protect the people inside, let's be clear. Or I would say today, don't trust in the Iron Dome, or in the Laser Dome, whatever it's called. Don't trust in the nations of the world, in the kings of the nations and their love. Don't trust in the peace agreements that you make with Trump or with Saudi Arabia or with the UAE or anyone else. The mistake that you made when your great-grandparents lived in Eretz Yisrael 2,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago, you always felt like you had to have peace with them, make peace agreements with them, get them on your side. This is what made us problems and ended us up in exile. Don't trust in anything like this. Only trust in Hashem. What is it that gives power to the world? What is at the root of peace? What is it that's at the root of serenity? Of a sense that I don't have to be afraid of anything. What's at the root of it is Hashem, who gives the power to the world. He creates the world. Nothing else. V'araya al sheboya chizek ha'amiti. What is the proof of this? So I believe it's the next pasuk, which I don't have quoted here, but he's going to quote it. Ki hasheich yoshvei morim. I'm sorry. Ki heishach yoshvei morim begavusam kokirin eskava. You know, there's a certain power in the angels, spiritual powers, or even Yerushalayim itself, the amazing city. But all of the things that seem to have power, Jerusalem, surrounded by a powerful wall, still, Jerusalem fell to our enemies, whether it was Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, whether it was Titus, times of the Romans. What's going to be ultimately is that the children of Israel will be the ones who inherit Jerusalem. I didn't look at these psukim, so I hope I'm saying the right pshat, but certainly conceptually it's correct. Who is it that ultimately is going to receive the land of Israel? Is going to receive? It's not going to, all of the protections, there'll always be someone who has more power or potentially can have more power. But the only thing that no one else can get, that only we can access, is the aniyim of Klal Yisrael. That's the language here. V'yirmasu ragli aniyei amoy. The poor person. There's something unique about a poor person. Poor person is shuffle. He's low. He doesn't have a lot of gaiva. He doesn't think that he can do it, that he can accomplish it. He's dependent on the handouts of others. But it's the person who's poor. It's the person who's shuffle. He's bowed. He's the one who inherits Yerushalayim. He's the one who inherits the land of Israel. Because he realizes that he cannot do it on his own. He's dependent on the graces, the good graces of others. But really he's dependent on the good graces of Hashem. He doesn't have the power to protect himself. So he's the one that ultimately inherits the land of Israel. He brings here from the Nefutzes Yehuda. Very interesting idea. If we look at the person, let's pay attention to the human being. We want to understand, we want to determine, we want to distinguish what is the concept, what is the person's purpose in this world. We will find that the human being in a certain way is in a battle. He's in a godly battle with the Yetzer, with the inclination that's inside of him. Right? It's our natural thoughts. It's our natural inclinations. It's our natural way of being that we have to battle with. What does a person need to do? I need to draw myself. I need to pull myself with the Torah. The Torah guides me and shows me how to subdue my inclination to Hashem. L'sir adam megeve, l'sum kol b'tchonim ayonoi boy. I can so easily think that I'm the one who has the power. I'm the one who has the choice. I'm the one who's got to make that decision. It's me. But I need to be taken down from that belief. I need to place all of my trust only in Hashem. Yisod musod hu etzli. Hamamin yachish. Listen to this. This is a foundational concept. This is so important. Listen to this carefully. Hamamin yachish ki mikniyas hayetzer tali biyadeinu hasagas madregas habitachon. Says the Nefutzes Yehuda, it's been my experience that if I want to get bitachon, I need to surrender. To submit myself completely to Hashem. When I give up my Yetzirah, the evil inclination wants me to grab, wants me to steal, wants me to lie, wants me to cheat, wants me to have taiva, wants me to do every single thing that's negative, that's out of alignment with Hashem's will. The moment I crush my ego, I'm in a space of bitachon. Interesting. Powerful. K'mamar Yeshaya, boy bitzur, v'tamim be'ofer. Come in the rock, which I think means come to Hashem, who's called the rock, right? Tzur, he was called Hashem Tzur Elamim. God is a fashioner. The word Tzur means a rock, but it also means the one who fashions. Come to Hashem, who's the one who fashioned us, who created us, and hide yourself in the earth, in the dust. Kibahatmin Adam Atzme Ba'afar. When a person hides himself in the dust, Ritzani Lamer Bavia Atzme El Shuffle Madrigas Haknius. What does it mean to hide yourself in earthiness, in dust? It means take your desires and squash them. Take all the things that you believe that you need and just give them up. If you do that, Oz Yala Lisagiv Bitsura Bitachon Melekov. What happens is then you are able to rise up and to be lifted and become great in your bitachon in Hashem. You're depending on the tzur, the rock of creation, the one who fashioned all of reality. He brings here from the Gra. You see elsewhere, the Gra writes in Evan Shlema that midas habitachon, the concept of trusting in Hashem, depends on subduing my natural inclination. This is his language in Evan Shlema. Bitachon mistapkus hema klolam lekol amidas taivus. Having bitachon and being happy with what you have. Being happy with what you have. Defying the part of yourself which demands more. These are the foundations. These are the general principles under which they're the umbrella under which all of the good midos come. They're the opposite of desire, of wanting. The main aspect of everything is bitachon. Person, the Gra says, if you don't have bitachon, you're not going to have taira. The taira won't last for you. A spiritual life can't exist alongside a lot of desire, a lot of wanting, a lot of egoic wanting. In order to live a good life, a spiritual life, a real life, a life of bitachon, a connection to Hashem, the ego has to be crushed. The desires need to be crushed. Back in the Nefusas Yehuda, V'chein Ramaz Oy Ba'amra Yetzer Samach Titzer Shalom Shalom Ki B'cha Batuach. He brings our Pasuk, and he says that this is what King David is referring to in our Pasuk, and it means Yirtzeh Kishat HaYis Barach Titzer V'tazor. When you, Hashem, will fashion me, will help me, Shisamach Yetzahara, that my Yetzahara be subdued, that it be pushed back, V'yugbol Aleinu Al Yedei HaSeichel, and that it be limited by us through our mind, Asamich Oisei Machnia Tachtav. We can use our intellect to subdue our desires. When we do that, we have the Siyata Deshmaya, the heavenly assistance to accomplish that. Rak Emes V'shalom Yebi Adam. The human being gets peace and truth. Peace and truth. Is that what we want? Everyone thinks, if I want to have peace, I need to get everything I want. Then I'll be peaceful. He's saying the opposite. He's saying, stop looking for so much and you'll be peaceful. Ki kvar gia b'zeh l'malas ha-bitachon. That's what bitachon looks like. We've been learning about bitachon for a long time here. I feel like, I don't remember having heard this kind of approach to what bitachon means. It means the calming of myself, the calming of my spirit, the calming of my desires. That's what the pasuk means when it says, "For he trusts in you. He has confidence in you." It brings here in the note, I'll just briefly mention. He says that when a person fights and subdues his yetzer hara, his evil inclination, he merits the real level of bitachon, the complete level. How do you do it? How do you subdue the yetzer? It's through the Torah, it's through the learning, it's through the instructions. The Torah is the way to subdue one's inclinations. Person needs to be in this world a fighter. You gotta be a fighter to fight against one's yetzer hara, his evil inclination. Until through the Torah, a person is drawn to surrender completely to Hashem, the Mesiras Asmei B'tchanis Borach, by placing his faith completely in Hashem. By using the Torah, a person can subdue his yetzer hara, his evil inclination, and in so doing, merit to have the real bitachon, that real sense of confidence, the spiritual confidence in Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.